and welcome everyone to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, here on the airwaves of 99.1, where community comes first. I was so pleased to head out to the Sutton School of Art to highlight their wonderful exhibition featuring a young emerging artist, namely Léo Perrin. You might have discovered L'École d'Art de Sutton, which was founded and opened back in 2016. It was originally the Sutton Dairy Products Creamery, which many of you might remember, and holds a special place in the community. Its voluminous, cavernous, large-scale spaces are open to creativity, movement, and self-discovery. Taking part in a residency workshop program for teens, Léo Perrin shone and was invited to be featured in a solo exhibition. So let's jump right in and meet this emerging artist.
Bonjour. Bonjour, monsieur. Vous avez quel âge?
J'ai 16 ans.
Okay, and where are we here in this gorgeous exhibition?
We are in the school, the L'École d'Art de Sutton.
So the Sutton School of Art.
Yes.
In your first public exhibition.
Yes.
How has that been for you?
It's been very good. I've had some good commentaries. I have some advice of everyone that's come to see the exposition, and it will help me to do my next work.
So to grow as an artist.
Yes, to grow.
Okay, so you took part in the residency for
yes.
13 to 17 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
Did that develop more confidence in your work and your approach?
Yes, the residency helped me with the. Providing me some big spaces and it to do some very big formats, and this and because of this I could grow.
Okay.
And do some big format,
like large scale.
Yes,
we're standing in front of a painting that you chose to highlight here.
Yes.
How big is this painting and what is it called?
It doesn't have a title, but
okay.
We can say it's the musical chair, because there's five people dancing around four chairs. And it's the format is 6 foot by 4 foot. And it was painted here in the...
Here, sur place.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Sur place.
Okay.
Et le narratif est assez ouvert.
Mm-hmm.
Pourriez remarquer que personne se touche,
mm-hmm.
tout le monde se regarde d'un regard méfiant, et c'est une peinture un peu inspirée de la danse de Matisse.
Ok.
C'est la version un peu contemporaine
mm-hmm.
que j'essaie de faire.
So how would you describe your? Do you have a style? It seems like the paintings are all working in a kind of a mood, a style, and expression.
Ouais. C'est un même style. Moi, je trouve qu'il a évolué.
Mm-hmm.
Mais c'est un style que je définirais comme du néo-expressionnisme.
OK.
J'essaye de faire des traits rapides, spontanés, des couleurs vives,
mm-hmm.
Mais toujours des narratifs intéressants, ouverts. Et qui soulève des questionnements, des mystères.
Interesting. So, are you trying to send a message to the viewer?
Non. Je veux pas de. J'ai pas de morale, de message.
Okay.
C'est juste. C'est intuitif. C'est si ça. Évidemment, il y a un narratif, mais il peut être interprété par chacun.
Selon la
comme
personne.
Comme bon le sens. Ouais.
Okay. It's making me wonder, when you say it's spontaneous, how many pieces are in this exhibition?
There is 30 pieces. A little bit more. Environ 35.
And you did this, you accomplished all these works.
Yes.
In 6 months.
Yeah, in 6 months.
That's exceptional. So, you approach a painting like this, how long would it take you?
It would take me a few months because it's around a few months for each painting because I start a painting, maybe I do the first, the premier jet, and after it starts, and after I think about it, and I come back in a few weeks to paint an, again. Et je rajoute quelques détails. Après, je continue. La peinture évolue. Et puis, ça peut s'étendre sur un mois, deux mois.
Interesting. So you have a very unique process that is organic for you.
Ouais.
Amazing. So do you have, it makes me wonder, do you have, like, as an artist, do you have rituals or you put a certain music on or it's a time of day or how do you get going?
Non, je dirais, j'ai pas de... Je mets pas de musique, mais je me suis fixé comme objectif durant l'été de produire deux peintures par semaine.
Wow.
Et puis les fins de semaine, je venais travailler sur mes grandes peintures dans les locaux de l'école d'art.
So you've been submerged in art and painting like non-stop
durant l'été, ouais.
You're tuned in to 99.1. I'm Holly Bailey, who had the privilege of meeting with the emerging artist Léo Parent down at the Sutton School of Art at their annual Fall Open House. So let's keep going and hear about his creative process, the evolving narratives, and the contrast that he plays with between profound subjects like life and death. Let's go.
So what does it bring to you as a person to paint?
Ben, je dirais que ça m'apporte de la satisfaction parce que c'est honnêtement, je trouve ça amusant de peinturer, de peindre, je veux dire. Alors je peins, mais j'essaie de faire des narratifs intéressants. En fait, les narratifs, ils sont pas prédéterminés. Ils évoluent au fur et à mesure que je peins. Mais les narratifs, je crois, me renseignent sur l'humanité, le... je sais pas.
Non, c'est bien cool. It's a really special process for you, by the sounds of it.
Ouais.
But spontaneous. And so many artists or creators have a lot of self-criticism. It sounds like you are free.
What?
That's incredible. And you feel that in your work because none of them are the same, but there's a fil qui relie les pièces.
Y a un style.
I'm seeing a lot of people, but it's abstract, so figurative. How do you...
C'est plus figuratif qu'abstrait.
Okay.
C'est figuratif, c'est du néo-expressionniste figuratif.
And you like painting people?
Ouais.
Okay. And somber colors, but then also like bright, but the mood is, it's a bit heavy.
Peut-être que l'ambiance est sombre, un peu pesante, mais je trouve que les traits, j'essaie de faire des traits rapides, spontanés, des couleurs vives.
Okay, so it's
alors,
living.
Alors ça fait un contraste entre la vie et la mort.
Wow. I see where you're going with that. You can feel it. Very, very cool. So at 16 years old, is this like a career aspiration for you? Like your talent is obvious. Where are you going with this?
Pour l'instant, je ne sais pas si je veux faire une carrière. Je suis encore à l'école secondaire. Mais non, je ne sais pas encore. Je sais
okay.
Pas.
A lot of people get caught up when they're trying to create. They have to make money with what they're creating.
Ouais.
Sounds like you're doing this for your joy, your...
C'est pas pour faire de l'argent, non. Mais c'est certain que je vais continuer à peindre. Je sais pas si je vais en faire mon métier, mais c'est sûr que...
Does this translate into other mediums, or is it all painting for you?
Depuis 6 mois, je fais juste de la peinture. Mais avant ça, je dessinais.
Oh, yeah.
Depuis que j'ai 11 ans, je faisais toujours du dessin.
Is there anything you'd like to tell us about this exhibition or of your experience here?
Moi, j'aimerais vous demander qu'est-ce que ça vous évoque, ça.
Well, honestly, I walked in here and it feels like you have a very old soul, Léo. Like, you have an intensity, a depth, a vision that surpasses the experience of an average 16-year-old, from my take.
Okay, merci.
Do you feel that? Like,
ben, j'espère.
It, a lot of teenagers, if I may, are not as solid in their output as you, but you really express yourself in a very beautiful way.
Okay.
Congratulations, this is excellent. I think this is the start of something fabulous and wildly wonderful. Who knows where it takes you?
What?
And if I may, what did you learn about yourself in this particular residency and exhibition?
Learned about myself.
Did you feel like you grew as an artist or a person or through the process?
Yes. I've got some good advice. And show me that I'm on the right track.
T'es sur ton X, like you're on your ton
sur
chemin.
Sur la bonne voie.
Sur la bonne voie.
Et puis, certains m'ont dit que j'ai demandé à beaucoup quel était leur préféré.
Mm-hmm.
Et puis, il y en a plein qui ont pas réussi à me dire c'est laquelle qui préférait. Mais ça, c'est une bonne chose parce que ça veut dire qu'ils ont toutes quelque chose. Il n'y en a pas une qui sort du lot.
Ah.
Alors, j'ai réussi à garder la constance. Et puis, certains m'ont dit qu'il fallait les prendre en photo pour les documenter.
Interesting, OK.
Et ça m'apprend que... c'est le directeur de Dar Sutton qui m'a dit ça.
Excellent.
Et ça, ça me dit que ça en vaut la peine. Mes peintures en valent la peine, qu'il faut les...
Laisser vivre, keep going.
Oui.
Beautiful. I think you are on a gorgeous path forward and, of self-expression and discovery.
Ouais.
And we all get to enjoy it too.
Okay.
Very nice. And do you have an idea where you're going from here? Do you have...
Je vais continuer à peindre durant les vacances de Noël, les fins de semaine. Et puis l'été prochain, je vais sûrement faire une autre série.
Oh, really?
Pour l'instant, et je vais aussi essayer de faire d'autres expositions.
Okay. Nice. What a cool experience. And if you could reach out to a young artist, like, I'm sure they're looking up to you right now. Like, this is huge. Do you have any advice for kids or young artists?
Je leur dirais de venir à l'école d'art de Sutton, parce qu'ici, comme ça va faire une petite ambiance avec quelques artistes de mon âge,
mm-hmm.
faire un petit milieu artistique. Comme ça, on s'entraide.
Mm-hmm.
On se donne des... Ça fait une petite ambiance qui permet de s'inspirer pour créer ensemble.
Well, it's beautiful. If I may, congratulations. I think you've done a brilliant job, Leo, and I'm sure this is not the last we're seeing of your work.
Okay.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Good job.
Merci.
Bravo.
Congratulations to Leo Perron on his first solo exhibition over at the Sutton School of Art. The founder and executive director of the school, Anne-Marie Leving, said this, that Leo initiated a movement. So this is an official call out to all teens aged 13 to 17 years who love to paint, whether it's watercolor, acrylic, oil, doesn't matter. If you'd like to take part in next summer's artist residency program, then you need to reach out to the school and let them know, get your name on that list. Email them at allo@ecolearsutton.ca. That's allo@ecolearsutton.ca. And perhaps we'll be seeing your work on display at next year's event. Thanks for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits, funded through the Government of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.